Here we go, another week gone by. This episode is about the games people played, as in board games back in the 1950s, early 60s. What was there? Ludo, Monopoly, Snakes and Ladders, but also other games that we made up ourselves. I remember in particular, there was one game that I loved. At the back of our town, there's a very big hill up to the Downs, and we used to cycle. There'd be, three, four, five, six of us. We'd cycle up the top of this hill. It was a really steep hill, or push the bikes up there. We would freewheel all the way down. Now, we couldn't pedal all the way down because we were going too fast. Now, this was the game. It's the first one to the bottom. Now, the thing is, at the bottom was the main road. If you look on the map, the A27, it's a very fast and busy main road. How we escaped serious injury, I just don't know, but we were lucky, I suppose. We used to stop before reaching the main road. Now, I could never get above 40 miles an hour. We had speedometers on our bikes. They were quite expensive in those days. If you had a speedo on your bike, you were the bee's knees. You know, you had to have a speedometer. A lot of people had these counters, a little mileometer, which you put down on the front wheel, and a little thing on the spokes would go ting, 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 you know, as the wheel goes round, and you can see how many miles you've done. But the speedometer, it had the mileage in there as well. That was the bee's knees, as we used to call it. I don't know why bee's knees, there we are. I could never get it above 40 miles an hour down that hill or any other hill. That was the maximum 40. I remember coming down once. I was out in front of the gang of us, and there was a car. Of course, it was a 30 mile an hour limit. There was a car driving down the hill, and I overtook the car. He's doing 30-ish, I'm doing 40. I went flying past this car at the bottom of the hill, where luckily I managed to stop. As the car driver went past me, he shook his head negatively and frowned at me. He probably thought, what an idiot. Which, looking back, I think he was right. I was. But that was great fun. As I say, never any serious accidents. I don't think any accidents. We were all fine. Of course, no helmet, no protective elbow or knee pads, anything like that. Just on our bikes. T-shirt, jeans, 40 miles an hour down the hill. Fantastic. Another game, thinking back, another homemade game, you know, not that you buy in a box or a board game, was, of course, Conkers. Now, of course, when the Conker trees were dropping their fruit, we'd be out there collecting carrier bag full of Conkers, take them home, soaking them in vinegar and goodness knows what else to make them hard. You know, it hardened the shell, apparently. To be honest, I don't think it did anything. But there are all these tips and tricks you could do to harden your Conker. Then with a skewer, you make a hole through it, put your piece of string through it. And then, of course, at school, in the playground, you would play Conkers. I think they banned it now because it was dangerous. I must admit, I had a few bashed knuckles and bits and pieces of Conker flying in my face. I suppose it was a little bit dangerous looking back. But again, great fun and a homemade game. Apologies for the background noise. It's normally birds, isn't it? Tweeting and singing. Today, it's a lovely day and I've got the windows open. And there are people out in their gardens enjoying the sunshine. So you're hearing them, I think, in the background. Another thing we used to play at school was fag cards. They were cigarette cards, but we all called them fag cards. They came with, cigarettes originally. But who was it? Brook Bond Tea. Do you remember Brook Bond Tea? They started doing cigarette cards or play. Not playing cards. I forget what they were called. Anyway, they were fag cards. The older among you will remember that. And you'd line, perhaps, take three each and line them up against the wall. Okay, if you're playing with one other person. So three cigarette cards each. And then you would take turns in flicking your cards at them. So you sort of flick the card and try to knock them down. And the one that knocked the last card down won the lot. And you had to be pretty good at it because otherwise you just lose all your cards. But that was a great game. I remember my grandparents, they had some cigarette cards, I think from the 30s, if I remember rightly, and they were of tennis players and cricket players, and they were in albums. You could buy the albums to stick these cards in. They would have been probably very collectible now and probably quite valuable. I don't know what happened to them, but they were good, very interesting cards, cricket players and tennis players from the 30s and possibly even before. Of course, they then started having football players and well, you name it. They had sort of nature cards and animal cards and plants and all sorts. But it started off originally with tennis players, football, not football, cricket player. I don't know what else. That's all I remember, to be honest, on these cards. Bear in mind, I was only a kid at the time, so I wasn't allowed to play with the grandparents' cards. I was just allowed to look through them, which was rather nice. They were quite valuable, actually. I would think they would be even more so now. Another game we played, of course, which everyone knows, marbles. Marbles were little glass balls that you sort of roll along the ground and hit your opponent's glass balls. You might think, well, that's not much fun. You remember them, surely. It might not be much fun, but it was as kids, you know, we used to love it. You had oneers and twoers. There were bigger ones. They were twoers. And you would hit each other's marbles. If I hit one of yours, for example, then I keep yours. I can't remember exactly how we did it. Something like that. So that was another, well, homemade game. You had to buy the marbles. But we used to win marbles. This was the thing. You know, the more you win, obviously, the more you've got. And some people were totally wiped out. I remember that. One boy in particular at school, he lost all his marbles. I wonder where that saying comes from. He's lost all his marbles. That's funny. There were loads of games that you could make up that didn't cost anything. You didn't have to go and spend money all the time. As I say, games on bikes. We tried playing football on our bikes in the field, the local park. That wasn't very successful. A lot of us fell off and, you know, you run over the ball and go over the handlebars. But again, all good fun. Now let's move on to board games. There's one board game that I've got to mention, Monopoly. Monopoly. I used to think it odd that adults always lost early in the game. I used to think, well, why? You know, surely the adults, they would last to the end or they'd win. But they lost. They always used to lose halfway through the game. Of course, later, as an adult, I lost halfway through the game or as early as I could, because Monopoly can go on for hours and hours, and the best way out of it is to lose. I remember as an adult going around with my dice, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There we are. Oh, look, I've landed on Park Lane or Mayfair, and there are two hotels. Oh, dear, what a shame. Give all your money over. End of game. Right, you lot carry on. I'll see you later. And of course, someone might point out, hang on, no, you had 7. You should have landed on Go, not Park Lane or Mayfair. Oh dear, someone's noticed I was cheating. But cheating to lose. That was the funny thing. Adults would cheat to lose the game. I've shut the window now because people next door are getting louder and louder. I think they're having a barbecue because now we're still in lockdown, but they're doing this bubble thing where you can have one person round, so families can have someone round and they have barbecues and things like that. Back to games. Do you remember Tiddlywinks? I think that was the first game I was introduced to as a child. Tiddlywinks. What a dreadful game it was. Do you remember counters? Little coloured discs. I don't know, what, half an inch across? Oh, sorry, you want millimetres, weren't you? 15 millimetres across. Is that half an inch? I don't know. Little coloured discs. And if you got another larger coloured disc, they needed to do this on the carpet, on a soft surface. You'd press this onto the one that's on the carpet, just on the edge, and it would go ping and fly across the room. Okay, which was great. It would then disappear under furniture or wherever, and you'd lose it. Now, the idea was, with the Tiddlywink set in the cardboard box, there's a little pot, like an egg cup, not much bigger than an egg cup. And you had, say, 3 players or whatever. So one had yellow, one would have green, one would have perhaps red Tiddlywinks. So you knew which was which. And you take turns and you'd go ping, flicking these things, trying to get them into the pot. Now, it was virtually impossible. In fact, it was impossible. So what we did, we got a larger pot. I seem to remember a cereal bowl, probably 4 or 5 inches across, something like that, which was then at least giving us a chance to get some of the Tiddlywinks or the counters or whatever they were called into the pot. That was a frustrating game, and of course we were all on our hands and knees crawling around the floor, crawling under furniture, trying to retrieve our counters. So I don't know whoever invented that, but it was daft. Ludo was also played with these counters. That was a board game, and basically you just move your counter around the board till you get to the end, and you'd have dice, so you'd roll the dice, plop, 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 duh, 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 and you get to there, you'll go again, duh, 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 and so on. Ludo was all right, but then there were more interesting games. Cluedo. Was that the one who was murdered in the library? That's right. Someone was murdered in the library with a piece of lead pipe. That was quite a good game, Cluedo. There were so many board games, I can't go through them all. Drafts was pretty good. It was a pretty basic game for younger kids. And I remember if you line up the drafts about right, if you're lucky, you could go bump, 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 and clear the whole board of the other side's colours. Chess, of course, is a different thing altogether. Now, anyone can play chess. It's simply a matter of remembering which pieces can move in which direction and how many spaces, etc. That's the easy bit. Actually playing the game and winning is totally different. You know, you've got to work out your strategy and all this sort of thing. I can play chess, as I say, anyone can if they learn the moves, but actually winning is a different thing. I don't think I've ever won a game of chess in my life. I haven't played a great deal because, again, a game of chess can go on for hours. You sit there and the other person's thinking, no. And you just sit there for hours. I just get bored. I think for a lot of these games, you mustn't be a fidget like I am. You've got to have a good concentration span like I have not got. I just get bored. I can't even watch films. 2 or 3 hour film. Halfway through, I think I've had enough of this. Or even after the first half hour. Another game was Snap, a card game. Do you remember Snap? Now that is great. You can play that with any pack of cards. What was that one? Families? Was it Happy Families or something? You can play Snap with any cards as long as there's a few of the same colours or pictures or whatever. Snap is a good game. That's good fun. And of course, again, even the younger children can play Snap. Snakes and Ladders, another board game with the coloured counters and a dice. Or they die. No, one is a die, isn't it? More than one's a dice, I think. I don't know. So Snakes and Ladders was quite good because you climb up the ladders, and of course, then you fall down the snakes. That was good. Now, what I did like was Treasure Hunt out in the garden. So you'd be given clues. The adults would hide clues around the garden. OK, and the first clue, for example, might be time for a bath. So you all rush out into the garden, time for a bath, and you'd look around. Ah, bird bath, yes. And by the bird bath somewhere, there's another clue. And it might say, let me think of something. Take a bow. Oh, bough of a tree. So there'd be another note hidden somewhere on one of the boughs of the tree. And so it would go on. And of course, the prize at the end was usually a bag of sweets or something like that to rot your teeth, which was great. Actually, thinking about it, I think each child had his or her own set of clues. I can't remember. But I did like Treasure Hunt. Talking of outside games, there are obviously plenty of ball games, football. I remember playing croquet on my grandparents' lawn. They had a croquet set. Again, I don't know why they had all this very old stuff. I suppose because they were very old. This was a genuine sort of croquet set from the 30s, if not the 20s. That was quite good fun going around. What do you call it? Is it a mallet? You know, the thing on a stick. I can't remember. You know, there's a hammer on the end of a stick and you have to bash balls through hoops. That was quite good fun. There were a lot of ball games, of course. We'd, you know, bash around with a tennis ball. We had a couple of rackets. It wasn't a game, more of a hobby. I had a train set. I remember a friend of mine had a train set. I went round his house once and he said, come and see my train set. We went up into the loft, up into the attic. And the whole attic area was covered in board and track. There were trains and stations and signals and lights, everything working. Absolutely fantastic. It put mine to shame. I just had a kind of 6 foot square piece of board with a couple of tracks going round and round. I think I had some points and sidings, steam engine, electric train. But his setup was incredible. I think it was his dad's hobby more than his, but what a fantastic layout. Another chap I knew, they had some money. They lived on a private estate in this big house. I remember going there, looking around in awe at things. The size of their hall was bigger than our lounge, you know, the sort of house. And the train set was in one room. The whole room was dedicated to the train set. You open the door and then you crawl under this board that was about, I don't know what, 4 feet high, pop up through a big hole in the middle and you're surrounded by the train set. Absolutely fantastic. Again, put mine to shame. But train sets were good. Now, I don't want to get sexist here because you know what it's like this day and age? You've got to be politically correct. Train sets were for boys. Oops, now I've done it. My sister had a doll's house, a doll's pram and dolls. Now some people say, oh well, you were conditioned. As a boy, you had Meccano. That's another good, well, not a game, hobby. Meccano was great, but it was a boy's thing. Doll's houses and prams and dolls was a girl's thing. People say you were conditioned. That's the way you were brought up. I don't know whether that's true or not. I mean, my sister was quite welcome to come and play with my train set. I don't know whether I would have been welcome to go and play with her dolls. But anyway, let's not get into politically correct or incorrect things. But there were boys' games and girls' games. But of course, they could swap over if they wanted to. I do remember going over to the woods. There were, what, half a dozen of us? And a couple of them were girls. They were tomboys. You heard that expression? They were called tomboys. You know, we all wore shirts and jeans. The girls did as well. They wore shirts, T-shirts or whatever, and jeans. They didn't go over there in skirts or dresses. They were one of the gang. They were one of the lads. Dare I say? Well, mustn't say that, must I? One of the lads. But it was totally different then. So girls could, I mean, girls could do what they like. There were tomboys that, I think there were girls that wanted, oh, no, I mustn't say that, must I? Girls that thought they were boys. Goodness me. Oh, there's the seagulls. No, we're getting into dangerous territory there. Now, Meccano, that I mentioned, I used to love Meccano. You could build things. You could build a working model of a crane with the electric motor. You could build a lorry or a car, or all sorts of things. I made a, I had a sort of base panel with a clutch. I made a gearbox and a clutch. So the engine drove the one clutch plate, and then a little lever separated the clutch plates or put them together, and you could change gear. And a great way of learning how cars work, for example, you know, how the gearbox and clutch all come together and work. So that was great fun. I used to love Meccano. Of course, Lego came out later. I don't know when Lego came out, but not when I was a kid. We didn't have Lego. Younger children, I remember when I was younger, we had bricks, wooden bricks with pictures on, pictures of animals, teddy bears or whatever on the bricks. But later in life, I think the board games took over, as well as I've said, the outside games, like dangerous games, you know, trying to damage yourself severely by falling off your bicycle or going straight across the main road at 40 miles an hour. All good fun to boys. I remember as a young teenager on my bicycle, when you start cycling to school and back, you know, secondary school, big school as we called it, the girls' school was up the road, and what we would do is cycle along with our hands by our sides, not holding on to the handlebars. We thought we were men. You know, we were men. We were sort of 12 years old, you know, 13 years old. And we'd cycle along looking really cool. Now, we didn't look cool in the, I think we looked fab in the early 60s. We looked fab. We looked like idiots, to be honest. That's what we looked like. And this was meant to impress the girls. But I don't think they ever were impressed. What's that record? That Don't Impress Me Much. Who sang that? I think that's quite apt. There were so many games. Conkers, I've mentioned Conkers, haven't I? What haven't I mentioned? I don't know, there are so many. I think it's probably best to end this episode here because otherwise you'll get bored. I bet you're all shouting, oh, what about this game? What about that game? I remember this, I remember that. As I've said, I think the best games were the made-up games that you didn't have to go and pay for. Because these days everyone sits there on their, what is it, their iPads, their phones, their tablets, their iPhones. Do they have PCs anymore? Is that all old-fashioned now? I don't think people have PCs, do they? You know, the keyboard, the screen, the tower, the monitor, all that stuff. They just have these pad things. Happy days, there we are. Times change, don't they? Things move on, they progress. Is it called progress? I don't know what it's called. Thanks for listening, as always. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Look out for the next one, which will be released next Sunday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.